Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Canopy Street Market. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, so funny. So funny. I don't know. The thing, I have transitioned to being the old guy in the room all the time now, which hurts my soul. It hurts my soul, but I have much respect for it. But I have to bring Bach in here because, okay, so Crystal, show Bach your ear. Show him.
Well,
show
both
him.
Of them are just
yes,
one.
Yes. Bach. All right. Bach.
So I have this side.
Uh huh.
And then this ear is not fully decorated. I'm missing a few earrings in it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
But, yes.
You know, okay.
That's the response I was looking okay. for. Thank you, Jake Bach.
Well, you want to know something?
Yeah.
I got half these piercings while I lived here.
But I'm just trying
like
to
right
understand.
Down the road, like right over
there. Right, like I'm trying to figure. But athletes, piercings, and tattoos—it's a whole thing. And I'm old school. Like I really say I'm old school. But then you, the young ones come in, and she's like, "No."
Yeah.
Bach, how many tattoos? How many ear piercings do you have, Bach?
I think I got one in my life when I was too drunk to. My friends did it for me. I'm kind of scared to get anything pierced, I think.
I remember, like, we're playing pro softball. And the team, we said, if we win the state title, everybody's going to get their ear pierced.
Let's go.
And I thought, Bach, there's no chance we're going to win this because we had never won the state title before. We had never won it. We weren't the favorite. Like, we would have to come from the bottom of the bracket to do it. And sure enough, we won it. And everybody the next day, everybody went, got in a chair. And as the coach, I'm the last one in. As you notice, I have no ear piercings because everybody else went. And I got in the chair. And I was like, nope.
That's because you were the last one to go.
Right?
Like if you're, I tell people, I'm like, if you're like nervous for a piercing, you were the first one to go in that chair.
Oh, no. So how many ear piercings? What are we talking about?
Oh, gosh. Well, two of them I did on my own, actually, when I was in high school, because I was like,
Mom!
Well, it's funny because I saw now, obviously, the Parent Trap. Or, wow.
Parent Trap.
Parent Trap, right? With Lindsay Lohan. I was like, God, I need to do this. Well, I had already had like the 4 on my lobes, and I was like, I'm going to do something different. So I took the apple, I took the ice, I took the flame, the needle, and went whoop in my ear. And I did it twice. And those are two of my favorite piercings.
Oh, Crystal. You're a professional now. You're the new face of professional bowling. Rookie of the year. Like
you wouldn't assume that I have tattoos.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Bowling. Are you a fan of bowling movies? Like, is that a part of your, do you watch Kingpin? Do you watch The Big Lebowski? are those?
I mean, I have watched them. They're not my favorite movies.
What are your favorite movies?
Oh my gosh. 10 Things I Hate About You, which Heath Ledger.
With Heath Ledger. Yep.
God. That's... I love him.
Well, it's the dance scene.
Yeah.
In the football stadium where he has the band play for him.
I mean,
right. Yeah. It's you know, you're on the road now though. That's the thing. So how do you occupy time? How much time do you spend in the lanes and then working out and then just being Crystal?
So when tour was not happening, I was in the gym about 4 days a week.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, I can't get to the gym as much just because with roommates, I try to be there for my roommates and I try to watch their squad, watch their stuff just in case, because they do the same for me.
Right.
So I don't get to the gym as much as I would like to when I'm out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But when I stay in a bowling center, I normally do it for my squad or if my roommates are on a different squad, and then I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to spend my life in a bowling center when bowling is my job. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I do for a living. And, I mean, I love bowling, but at some point, like, I had to figure out how to separate myself emotionally from bowling and just what I do.
Well, that's the conversation we had at the old station.
Yep.
Right. Literally just saying, Crystal, this, first of all,
yeah,
that you're wired differently, and so you have to act differently, mm-hmm, and you have to be authentically you.
Yes.
Right? That you can't come in as a freshman and help win a national title and then think, hey, that's easy for everybody. No, it's not.
No,
it's not. The pressure that goes with it, being in a program that matters. But through that, you find out who you are and who you aren't. As we say, you know who you are until you find out who you're not. And a big part of that here is when you think about a national championship and as a Husker, there are two things that I have to ask about. First, that it seems that Nebraska, the workouts and the nutrition are at a higher level here than in other programs. Is that true?
Yes.
Right? That.
Yeah. So when for example, my senior year, I was here. I worked out every single day. Except Sundays. If Sundays were like my day off, and then I can get caught up on schoolwork if I needed to.
Mm-hmm.
But we had team workout, and then I would literally stay for like another 2 hours and work out for 2 hours. Like, I was in the best shape of my life.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax tip and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And then I would go and work with my dietitians, and I would just talk to them about, like, eating habits and stuff. So I learned a lot about, like, just the foods we eat. And it's not necessarily about like how much you're eating, because mm-hmm, sometimes there's things that you eat that like just keep eating it. Like, it's not really going to do too much to you, but mm-hmm, you can't sit there and eat a brownie every single day, you know.
I would love to
do that. I'm someone that I do not say no to a cookie.
I mean, I think through it that. When you watch Nebraska versus other programs, you see there is a power difference.
Yes.
There's an endurance difference.
Yep.
And that people are still trying to figure out what the prototype is for a high-level women's college bowler.
We used to go run the stadium. Now, Memorial Stadium is massive.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the best stadiums in the country, especially mm-hmm, even for Big Ten.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of other Big Ten schools are expanding their stadiums now, and so we have also expanded our stadium, potentially even expanding it more to fit more fans. But we used to go run the stadium. And then after volleyball games would happen, or before volleyball games would happen, we'd be running the bob. And so we are like, it was just constant, like pushing to like make our endurance like the best that it physically can be, because you're standing from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Like, there's no sitting. And if you do get to sit, you're like, oh, thank goodness. Even if it's for a minute, like, you take full advantage of it. But now, like, I don't sit when I bowl now. Now, like, college bowling has ingrained in me, like, stand.
But isn't that, I mean, that wear and tear over the course? I mean,
yes. Like, I have talked to my physical trainer. He's like, you should take a seat. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I physically, if I sit down when I'm bowling, like, it makes me nervous, because I'm like, oh my God, I'm not going to get up fast enough to like throw my shot. Like, it really, like, I like sit there and then I'm like, oh gosh, like I get antsy, and I don't know why, but I mean, 5 years of standing from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. for literally the entire year. I'm like, my goodness.
What's the biggest misconception about women bowlers on the college level?
That we're not athletes. There was a comment that was made when we won the national championship in 2021, and they had brought us to the baseball field to show everyone because we had won in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So we were taking the bus back to campus and they were like, we're going to go to the baseball game and announce you guys as national champions. Well, the Nebraska page made the post and someone goes, what did they win? A national pie eating contest. And so like, it's things like that, that like, because we're not volleyball, like we're not tall, we're not skinny, or I shouldn't say we're not skinny, but we're not as, we don't have the same body structure as some of these other athletes. And it's one of those things that like, it gets to you sometimes. And I mean, there's still girls out bowling on the professional world that they get some mean comments made to them. And I'm like, just because we don't have the same rituals as volleyball or softball or soccer or whatever else, like, does not mean that we are not athletes.
But also, I mean, we often talk on this station about the conversations that are had, and the comments that are made and things that are said. And it's just like, wait a minute, just grow up.
Yeah.
Just grow up. Like, if you feel the need to attack somebody who's out here accomplishing, first of all, you probably couldn't get in the school they got in academically. You certainly couldn't bowl at their level. You couldn't bowl at their level. They could take you down to the alley and beat the pants off you. You know, right. And, you know, that would be a thing. Do you get challenged much by fans who just say, you know, hey, I think I could take you?
I mean, yeah, but it's more of like sometimes like when I see people start to like, so like the kids back home that I work with or that I just bowl with, I love bowling with them because they keep me on the lanes and they keep me like noticing like what I need to focus on. And like, I learned their ball roll because three out of five of them are two handers. So like, I want to start going bowling like more like the men's stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that like, even though they're young, I can still learn their ball roll, especially for when like women start to come in that are two handed style. But it's just one of those things that when I see them start to get a little bit like cocky and they're like, oh, well, you can't or whatever. Like one of my favorite times, and I still give him a hard time for this, but he was like, no one can beat me right now. And I hope he's watching this actually. But I was like, I'll bowl you. And he goes, okay. And what are you going to bowl? And I said, I will buy you lunch. And so like a lot of the times, like, I'm like, I'll buy you tropical smoothie if you beat me. And so a few of them have beat me. And so like, I paid up my tropical smoothie, but this kid was just talking and talking. I was like, let me bowl. And I shot 300 against him. And so to this day, he like, anytime the guys like start like chirping and stuff, he walks over and he goes, I would not.
Bach, how many 300 have you bowled?
Not one.
There we go. Crystal, how many do you have?
I think I'm at 32 right now.
Okay, we're going to break. We're going to break. Crystal Elliott joins us on 101. We'll close it out. Hand it over to the Captain Show when we come back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.